Now he explains the reason. Verse 17, the world passeth away, and the lust of it. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I think of two things in this connection. I always enjoy going to England and visiting. Well, I like to go down to the Tower, the London Tower. I enjoy that. I enjoy going visiting the castles like Tewkesbury Castle, Warwick Castle. I like to go to Hampton Court and Windsor and Canterbury. I enjoy going to these places because most of us have ancestors that came from over there. But I want to tell you that these folk that were our ancestors, they were a bloody, brutal, and vain, and worldly people. And all you have to do is go into Hampton Court and see how Henry VIII took it away from Cardinal Wolsey. He's the one that built it. Old Cardinal Wolsey, when he died, he said, if I'd only served my God like I served my king, I wouldn't be here today. Wouldn't have been in the situation he was in. And Henry VIII, my, how he could eat. And when he got tired of a wife, he just sent her to the Tower, and they beheaded her. And he had several of them. But go and look at all of that today. The world passeth away. And many of us today, I look back at when I was a young man, and I wish somehow or another I could reach back there and claim some of those days and some of the strength that I had then and use it for God, which I did not do at that day. The world's passing away. And then I like to go and look at other places. Go to the Tower. What a story is told there. Bloodshed. But of also of the pride of life and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. Oh, how beautiful Windsor and Hampton Court were. The flowers that even the arrangement was made by Wren, the wonderful architect that built St. Paul's. May I say to you, there is a glory that belongs to all of that. But you know, it's already passed away, and England is just a third-rate power today in the world. Now, it may not even be a third-rate power at all. All of that has passed away, and the lust of it. Where is the lust of Henry VIII today? Well, in one of those tombs over there. And just think of all the glory that's buried in Westminster. All of that has passed away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Why don't you work at something today, friends, that's permanent? Something that has stability about it. Something that's going to last for a long time. This is a tremendous section that we're in.